Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Blessings to all listeners. To God be the glory.
Thank Him and honor Him for another day of life, health, and strength. Being of a sound mind, having love and power from God to do what He has us to do. Welcome to the new beginning. Ambassador for Yeshua. Your host's name is Deacon Wes Armstrong, and the ministry is focused on exploring spiritual themes and fostering personal growth through the teachings of Yeshua, in other words, Jesus. The theme for the upcoming discussion, I am in the world but not of the world, suggests an examination of how believers navigate their faith and values in a secular world. The discussion underscores the importance of personal experiences, transformation, and finding purpose through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It emphasizes the role of Jehovah, God as creator, redeemer, sustainer, and judge through His word. It encourages participants to seek hope and fulfillment through a relationship with Him. And Matthew 6 and 13. It's so like stuck with me one day. I read that. And I said, I told myself, now this is just what I needed. It wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't somebody preaching to me. It wasn't somebody threatening me with anything, but it's just simple. And it's Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now you may say, what things? Need a place to live. Need clothes to wear. Need food to eat to survive. You know? I need guidance through life. I need help. And I had to realize that I am not my own. I'm not my own. That tells me in Genesis 1 and 2, you know, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth and everything that was in it. There was nothing created that He didn't create. So, let's get that understanding. So, the kingdom of God is to be distinguished from the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Now, the kingdom of God is universal, including all mortal intelligences, willingly subject to the will of God, whether angels, the church, or saints of past or future dispensations. While the kingdom of heaven is messianic, mediatorial, and Davidic, and has for its object the establishment of the kingdom of God in the earth. The kingdom of God is entered only by the new birth. Okay? The kingdom of heaven during this age is the sphere of a profession which may be real or false. Since the kingdom of heaven is the earthly sphere or sphere of the universal kingdom of God, the two have almost all things in common. For this reason, many parables and other teachings are spoken of the kingdom of heaven in Matthew, and of the kingdom of God in Mark and Luke. omissions, which are significant. Okay? That, I'll just leave that there right there. So there are two. There's kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, that comprises of everything. 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 The kingdom of heaven. You know? The kingdom of heaven. It's earthly. Mainly earthly. Earthly. You know? Mainly earthly. Okay. Now, what's that prayer? There's some that are sick and afflicted. There's some in the nursing homes that need prayer. We don't know these people, but we have to pray for them because when I was down and out in the world doing my due, you know, somebody prayed for me. I don't know who, but somebody had to have prayed for me to make it through to get to this point right now where I'm at. So I need to pray for somebody else because I can't do without them. I can't live by myself. You know, I can't have all things to myself. I might try to or think that I can, but it's not how it works. I want to serve God in my entirety, you know, my mind, body, soul, you know, my strength, and just honor him because it's he that had made me and not me, myself, you know. We didn't create ourselves. God created us. From Adam, we're born into this world and born into this life. And we need God to make it through. The way things are getting, the world is getting worse and worse and worse. And man, he's trying to come up with answers himself. But it's not working. It didn't work in the past. It's not working now. It's not going to work in the future. You know, things are just that bad. So whereas if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Coming up with all these new ideas. We don't need nothing new. Let's work with what we have and be content with what we have and how we do it. You know, to God be the glory. Let's pray for God's people, the Hebrews or the Israelites, and whoever else in the world, Gentile world. Pray for them also. Because that's the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world. He came for them first. They denied him. They did not accept him. So he turned. He turned everything over to the Gentiles. You know, so we have an opportunity to be reconciled back to God as it was in the beginning. You know, in the beginning, God. Hello. There wasn't in the beginning Adam, in the beginning man, in the beginning God. And God has that love for us that he does not want us to be destroyed. We're destroying, man's destroying his own self. His own self. He's allowing the enemy to come in like a flood, you know, and just give into it and just take whatever the enemy's giving, dishing out. Don't have to. I didn't have to. I got so far, and the Spirit of God drew me and let me see. My time was up, suffering the world. So those that have came out and went back, they call them backsliders, let's pray for them. The bereaved families, those that are grieving over a loved one, those that are on their sick bed, they don't see any way to get up or to advance in life. We have someone, I call her name out. She needs prayer. She needs us to pray. She's in our body, and we hadn't been physically able to visit her or to join them at church, but you know, we love her because she's a part of us, the body of unity. And we pray for them all. We pray for our president, Bishop R.C. Bryant, First Lady Dorothy. We pray for them all. Bishop A.W. Gray and his First Lady.
Pastor Lee. Praise God. Praise God, Pastor Lee. And we pray for Pastor Sutton, Elders Dobie, Elders Logan. We pray for those people, Father God. We need them in our life for strength and for the word. They're living their life. We're subject to them. Praise God. We're not able to get around as we used to visit them, but prayer can go where we can't. We honor you, Lord, and thank you. Thank you, Father God. We know you can just send the word. You can speak the word. Or you can show up and touch. But we ask you, Father God, for mercy and grace for all peoples, all peoples. Take not your spirit away, Father God. Give us all opportunity to be able to do what we need to do to make it in. We understand your word says, the righteous will scarcely make it in, and where will the sinner man be found? You know, we're working. We're working, Father God, trying to do your will as you would have us to do, and not we doing your will our way. Leading God us in all truth. And help us to stay in the light, Father God, and help us to stay separated from the world, no matter who they are, family, friends, church members. Just lead and guide us, Father God. Don't want to be lost. Don't want to be lost. One of our pastors, Bishop Gray, he mentioned, he said, a lot of people are going to be surprised when they wake up in hell. You know, I don't want to be one of those. I want to know for surety where I'd like to go when I leave this present world. Praise God, to receive my salvation, which was granted to me, Lord God. And I pray for our neighbors on every side. Yes, Lord. Those are at work, the staff members and their families, the clients, Father God. I pray for them also. Yes, Lord. I pray that you'll let them see you in me. Not that it's about me, it's about you. And let's pray for each other. Praise God. Pray for each other and what we know we need. We need more power. Yes, Lord. We need more power. It's the main thing, Father God. And we need your spirit to hold on to in times of trouble, times of need. We know you'll supply every need by Christ Jesus. We know that. But there are times, Father God, we get down and out, and it seems like there's not going to be a tomorrow because we're caught up in this storm. But help us to go through, because we can't go around it. To get to the other side, we have to go through. We have to go through. And if we don't go through, that means we're stuck. We're stuck on the other side. And that's where we'll be found. When that time comes, we'll be stuck on the other side. Not on this side, but the other side. The other side will be the worldly side. But we love you tonight, God. We honor your son, Yeshua. Yes, Lord. The anointed one, our Messiah. Giving you the praise, we thank you and honor you. Those who are in the prisons, Father God, they have opportunity to change their lives, Lord God. Those who are out in the world, they have opportunity not to get to that point if they would not give in to the enemy. Praise God, praise God, praise God. But I thank you. Thank you for blessing my family. Thank you for blessing my wife, our children, our children's children, and their children. Truly blessed, Father God, to have been a drug addict for so many years and been reunited with my family. And all is well. All is well. I've been diagnosed with a cancer, but all is well, Father God. All is well. No complaints, no reason to murmur, no reason to worry. Just waiting on you, Father God, giving it to you, serving you, because of you that had brought me to this point, not me. It was not me. It was not the rehab. It was not my family.
but it was you, Father God, your spirit. I needed to be here at this time in someone's life. And I honor you, give you the praise, and thank you. I truly thank you, Lord. Thank you. And help me to be a good steward over what you have allowed me to possess. And I give you the honor, glorify your holy name, give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Okay? I didn't have a topic. I told myself, well, there's only one thing that I have that I can give you, and that's the ministry of reconciliation. You know, I have an opportunity. You have an opportunity. You need to take it while you have life in your body. As they say, while the blood is still running warm in your body, because when you are dead, there is no blood running warm. There's no blood running nowhere, really. You know, so we have the opportunity to do what we need to right now, not dragging our feet or wait till tomorrow, or I'll go to church Sunday, you know, and I'll cut back. It doesn't work like that. You know, we have to do what we need to do and keep it moving. Keep it moving. We need to get up out of ourselves and put ourselves behind us, you know, and get into the Word of God, which will allow us to see where we were at, which direction we were going, and why we need to change. Because if we don't have the Lord, His Spirit dwelling within us, His Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, if it does not dwell in us, when our life ends on this side, we're going to the lake of fire. Just that simple. Just that simple. There's no such thing as left behind with a last chance. That doesn't work. No, we have opportunity right now to do the right thing. And if we can't understand that we need to do it now, we don't need another chance. But see, that's man talking, but God, He is merciful. He is gracious. And each and every day He allows us to open our eyes and see a brand new day. That's another opportunity right there to change our life, to honor Him. Because it's Him that gives life. It's not the alarm clock. Yeah, I've set mine, you know. But it's God who opens my eyes and allows me to get up. Whether it's to go to work, get up, make a cup of coffee, or get up and have breakfast, or get up and go hang out. It's because of God's mercy and grace, you know. And He is the life giver. Hello. Well, His Son, Jesus Christ, after He rose from the dead, all power was in His hand. All power in heaven and in earth was given to Yeshua. It wasn't given to us, you know, to go out there and do our thing and you know, have people looking up to us and patting us on our back. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got this. I'm the first one on my block to get the new Jordans. It doesn't work that way. That's our thinking. You know, and again, we did not create ourselves. God created us. And there, by man accumulating a lot of material things, it goes to show that he's trying to fill a void. Man is trying to fill a void with material things that's just not going to do it. We all need the Spirit of God within us. Because God, He breathed the breath of life into Adam. If He takes His breath away, hey, it's over. It's over. Ain't no rushing you to the emergency room to resuscitate you or put you on oxygen. That's not working. That's not working. No. No, because God gave man the knowledge to come up with these machines and the knowledge and what to do, helping a human being to live, not necessarily to help them stay alive or help them get rid of these diseases out of their body, because it's all about money, you know, money, all about money. You know, we got to have it in life, But we don't have to have it to the point to where we're billionaires or trillionaires. What are we doing with the money? What are they doing with it? Are they burning money to stay warm? Just what is it? What is it? If they're burying it in the ground, it's going to rot, go back to the earth where it comes from. But let us look at a couple of scriptures here. Just a couple. Okay? All right. Let me see. All right. Let me do this one here. All right. Now, I'm just jumping right in here. This is no such thing as you start here and go from here, or this is where you wind up at. No. This is just some scriptures that are going to hit home to let a person know and to encourage me. This ain't just for you. This is for me, too. And I'm thinking that's why I didn't have a topic. So I just let the Spirit guide me, into all truth. And that makes two of us, me and you. Okay? Let me go here to, let me go here to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. One of two different places here. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to do this right here. 7. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. It's not necessarily we run to the preacher to get understanding. No. He is to preach the word to us. And it's for us to deal accordingly. Take that word in. Go home and study that word. Was he right? What scripture was that? Let me remember. I forgot what scripture that was. And this is just Sunday evening. But 2 Timothy 2 and 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Okay? All right? Now, let me jump up here. We're going to drop down number 10. verse 10. All right? Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Verse 11, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Okay, now, 13, verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. God cannot lie, Hey, God does not, he does not sin. He does not speak of sin. He does not think of sin. He turns his back on you. If you're a sinner, turn your back on you until you ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. I need you to help me deal with this stuff here in my life. Okay? Now, 15, verse 15, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. It's not that I got to run out here and get all these degrees, associate degree, bachelor's degree, PhD, whatever, But it tells us in the Word of God, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 16, and that's it. But shun profane and vain babblings. Like, hey, I know it all. I talk scriptures all day long. We got to stay away from stuff like that. We have to. For they will increase unto more ungodliness. Because we'll wind up running around here trying to find people to have a so-called discussion about the word. and then get into argument. Well, I know this. I know, you know, for myself. I didn't read it. I heard the preacher preach it. And it's not all about that. No. If we knew that much, we would have done what we needed to a long time ago and not still be stuck out in the world as a lost soul. As a lost soul. No, no, not even. Last scripture here. Let's see. Well, two. I got two more left. Just two, right? Now, this is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, verse number 5. No, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5. As I said, you know, as the Spirit lead me with the scriptures, I had no topic. I had nothing planned except to open this book and go from there. Okay, now, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Hello? Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Okay? We're going to Romans. I think that's Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Okay? Romans chapter 1. We're going to do this real quick, and then I'm out of here. Okay. Let's see. Where is it at? I got it here, y'all. It's here somewhere. I got it close. All righty. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Let me start here. Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 16. Romans 1, verse 16. Okay. For I am not ashamed. This is Paul. This is Paul. He was Saul. That power that met him on the road to Damascus, his name was changed. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, if you don't believe, you're stuck. You have to get to that point to which you believe without seeing. We have to believe without seeing, and that's where faith comes in. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, who are the Gentiles. The Jew was the Israelites, the Hebrews, and the Greek is the Gentiles, the rest of the world. Okay? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Okay? All right? Now, here it is right here. Okay? All right. All right, let's see. This is, Okay, all right. This is still Romans 1. We'll start at verse 18 here and read down so far, okay? 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they don't want you to know the truth, y'all. The truth will make you free, but they want to keep you prisoner. You know what I'm saying? They hold that thing in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, just like the Pharisees and Sadducees. Okay? For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, there's no excuse for nobody. We all have opportunity, you know, for this thing called salvation. It's to be set free from sin, saved, sanctified, cleaned up for the master's use. And that way the Holy Ghost can dwell within us. Our bodies is, they are a holy temple, y'all. And that's where the Holy Ghost dwells at. And the Holy Ghost, he helps us from to keep us from sin when he dwells within us. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, because let me get this real quick. 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, we know there's a whole lot of preachers out there. You know what I'm saying? This describes them right here off the top. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. All these idols, you know, bow down to statues and stuff. It don't make no sense. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, I've been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not for me to talk about to give no details, but this is real, y'all. This is real. And then you can see commercials on TV, men kissing men, women kissing women, you know what I'm saying? Giving you a pill for a disease you might get because you're doing the wrong thing. You know, hey, this stuff is real. And if you stuck out there and you don't think that it's wrong, you're going to be stuck. And you're going to think what you're doing is right. And you're going to wind up in hell without nothing but a coat of fire. Okay? Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Now, these words, y'all need to check these words out. I'm not going to give no definition. I know what they mean. But you need to check out what these words say or what they mean. You know, they sound kind of rough, but the meaning is a little worse than that. All right? Okay. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now, two women having sex together, they can't have no babies. Two men having sex together, they can't have no babies. So what is it? You know, it's the enemy out to kill the family. That's what it is. He's out to kill the family. Also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. In other words, the punishment, it meets the crime. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. not only do the same, but have pleasure in them, they do them. So, you know, so it's almost like the government, they pass these laws. Men, oh, it's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women, you know. It's okay. That's okay. But see, they're caught up in it too, you know, because they're letting this stuff go on. Now, that was Romans chapter 1, and mainly from, let's see, mainly from 18 to 32, something to be read, something to be understood. You know, it's not just words on a Bible. It's something that happened back in the day. It's happening now. It's going to be happening later on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know, it could be happening in our own homes with our children, whoever else. We don't know. You know, we could have family members caught up in this mess. And they believe it's right. They think it's right because they're able to do it. And ain't nobody coming to knock on their door, dragging them to prison and that because they're doing what they're doing, you know. Or God's not, he's not striking them down dead because of what they're doing, no. But it's a sin. And it's a sin against God. It's a sin against humanity. And it's just not pretty. It's not pretty. But we all have opportunity to do the right thing. It's real simple. Real simple. Sometimes we take the simple stuff and we twist it all up and then it's confusing. And we make mistakes because we took it and changed it up in our own mind instead of doing what God asked us to do. It's real simple. We're all going to hurt. We're all going to cry. We're all going to go through some stuff now. We just can't say, well, man, I made it through life pretty good. It was easier for me. Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. There's some stuff you just ain't telling nobody, you know. But we all have to go through something. We do. We have to. Whether it's death, disease, homelessness, it's going to really hurt us, you know. And if we're not careful, the enemy, he'll get us to the point to where he will want to take us out. So we trust and believe in God. He'll see us through. He will. Every time, y'all, he will see us through. And we can't come up with no ideas of our own. You know, just say, well, I got an idea. This over here, this might work to get me through. No, the only thing that's going to get us through is the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and prayer. That's about it. You know, I can encourage you. You can encourage me and read the Word. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it. We got to hurt, y'all. We got to hurt. We got to hurt. Life is not about having a Rolls Royce or a Bentley with a mansion with 2.3 kids running around the crib, the finest looking woman as a wife. No, no, no. Those are things we should not want because we have to worry about keeping them, you know. We have to worry about keeping those nice things instead of just being humble, you know, and taking what God allows us to have and just doing the best we know how to hold on to it and to take care, you know? But praise God. Praise God. All right, we got a few minutes. Mic is open. Good evening, Margaret. Mic is open. I didn't mean to stay caught up too long, but
you're fine.
They kept coming to me. So, like I said, no topic, but I put the word out. This is what we have to do. We got to stay away from that stuff that people are doing in the world. Just separate ourselves, cut ourselves off, you know, and just look to God. Yeah.
You know, people are so wrapped up in doing the wrong thing, calling it right. And everybody that's doing the right thing, they call them wrong. So the Bible speaks of all of this. It is not tremendously shocking, because the Bible speaks of it. It speaks of the degradation that man is confessing now, that man is confessing, man is adoring. Everything man is doing is wrong. The Bible speaks of today. It's not next 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 years.
Yeah.
So people have to get ready because time is mortally running up. It's going to close. It's going to shut off. because people are so rotten evil. People are so mm-hmm. rotten people. People are so mm-hmm. rotten ignorant. I'm sorry, but they are ignorant. I mean, whenever you take and decide that you want to do this, and the other, and know that the Bible says not to do it, and you still do it, right. You're wrong. And I have no mm-hmm. pity, I have no sympathy for people who know and do not do what they're supposed to do. Whenever you
right.
know
yeah.
what to do and you do not mm-hmm. do it, that's on you. That's your free will choice. So
mm-hmm.
I have no pity for people like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not sorry, because people make up their own minds. My Lord
yeah.
has given us our own minds to make up. He gives us
right.
free will. So we have to
mm-hmm.
abide by the word and not by ourselves, because we do not create
right.
ourselves. We cannot keep ourselves living. I mean, nobody can make themselves. Nobody
mm.
can make their heartbeat and just
yep.
keep the motivation of these internal organs moving
mm-hmm.
and going. People can't do that. They only come
mm-hmm.
to them by the glorious favor of my Lord. Nobody can
yeah.
do it for themselves. People are ignorant to try to think that they can do it, but they
mm-hmm.
cannot do it. Machines cannot do it, because if
nope.
you do too much, my Lord is going to turn, and the machines are not going to help you. He's not going to
mm-hmm.
help you, because, I mean, he'll tell me personally people that I could not pray for. So you know when it's
yeah.
say when my Lord tell you you can't pray for somebody, you know they've done wrong. You know they've
yeah.
done tremendously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So people are so evil and so mean. My Lord, he is so upset. He is displeased. He's angry. To be truthful,
yeah.
he is very angry. So people
mm-hmm.
better watch out, because these cold levels, you start seeing people moving and going, and then they fall there, and then
yeah.
you don't know what happened to them. Their numbers call.
Mm-hmm.
They've done evil, deceitful, mean things. My Lord is
mm-hmm.
high. He is completely
yeah.
set up. So know that for
mm-hmm.
certain, that if you're not doing right, you better do right. Because he
yeah.
is randomly calling others. He's not waiting
mm-hmm.
for your time, what was said when you were born. He's not waiting for that. He's doing it now. So know
yeah.
that whenever you have the chance to really look, well, take the chance to really look
mm-hmm.
at your life, look at
yeah.
how you live your life. Because one thing,
right.
if you go to heaven, you will pay for your sins here on
mm-hmm.
earth. You will truly
yeah.
pay for your sins. So know
absolutely.
That for certain, that
mm-hmm.
if you pay to hear, that's fine. But he, my Lord, was, that sends you to hell, that's your own fault. You cannot fall nobody
yeah.
but yourself.
That's right. That's right. Nobody but yourself. And a lot of people, they want to put the blame on something or somebody instead of stepping up and taking responsibility for themselves. I know, because I used
exactly.
to. Yeah, I used to do it myself, you know, because I didn't want to be
uh-huh.
liable. And it goes right back to the garden. What happened in the garden? Adam, he said, Lord, it was the woman that you gave me. And then the woman, she said, Lord, it was the serpent that beguiled me. You know what I'm saying? Passed the responsibility down, didn't want to hold on to it, because we know what the repercussions are. If we're wrong, we got to pay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And man does not like to hurt. He does not like to hurt. He does not like to suffer. And a lot of people think, they would think that, man, well, I'm going to the church, bro. You know, they're having a good time over there. I ain't going to have to go through this. I'm stuck going to church. I want to be a Christian. But they don't understand. It almost gets a little worse when we start serving God. Not necessarily worse, but we have to go through some stuff, y'all. We have to go through
uh-huh.
some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That way, it helps to build our faith. No matter what it is. Like I said, I'm dealing with the so-called cancer issue. This is what they're telling me. I don't believe it. They're telling me this. But I got faith enough to keep living my life like I don't have nothing, you know. And that's just how I feel about it, how a person should, because I'm serving God, you know. And my faith is what they say is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ's righteousness. And I can go day by day. As long as he wakes me up in the morning, I'm going to bless him with my lips, you know. I'm going to bless him with my entire being throughout the day. I'm going to praise him all through the day.
Yeah.
Because it was me, I didn't wake myself up. You know, it was him. And after all that stuff I did out in the world, oh, my God, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I am so thankful and grateful to be alive right now. You know? Yeah, because I can see myself being destroyed, and I say, okay, all right, well, I did a whole lot of bad stuff, so, you know, hey, I got to pay the price, you know? Just like the guys hanging on the cross.
Uh-huh.
They put Jesus in there. They usually put the worst criminal in the middle. So they put Jesus in the middle, like he was the worst criminal. And here these two guys hanging, one on his left side, one on his right side. They were criminals, and they knew it. And one guy, he said, why don't you get down, you know what I'm saying, and take us down too, you know? If you such and such and such, you got all this power and whatever, you know. Why don't you get down? And the other guy said, well, he didn't do nothing wrong. We're the ones that are criminals. We're the ones that should be hanging here to pay for our crime, you know. And see, that was a confession.
Uh-huh.
That was a confession. And see, Jesus, he was still doing work while he was hanging on the cross. You know what I'm saying? Because he was forgiven. The guy was forgiven. Because this day, he said, this day ye shall be with me in paradise. You know? And it's like we have to take this stuff in, you know, and look at it and say, well, does this relate to me? It might not seem like it, but we have to look at the word very, very closely. It all doesn't mean, in certain respects, it all does not relate to us, but we can get something out of it how it related to those people back then. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And a lot of things that we go through in life, there is a way out, and it's in Scripture. We just have to read it. You know what I'm saying? We just have to read it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right there for
Paul,
us. Mm-hmm. Paul
said Timothy and Sue. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved, because you have to study to show yourself approved, because when you study, you're learning my Lord. So when you study my Lord, you know his will.
Mm-hmm.
When you study my Lord, you know his way. When you study my Lord, you get stronger, you get defiant,
mm-hmm.
you get confident, and you get amazing, because he will work things in you that you will never, never, never know until you work for him. And be true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard a person tell me that we're all just filthy rags.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. Our righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but see, the thing about it is, and what I told this person, I said, when you get saved and you change your life over and get completely cleaned up, you're no longer a filthy rag in my Lord's sight. Because when you clean up, the cleaning takes away the dirt, the filth.
Yes.
So you're not a filthy rag anymore. Once you clean up, you're not a filthy rag anymore.
Right.
So,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but a person,
people have
a person
eyes.
Has... Go ahead.
But go ahead. You go ahead.
A person has to get to that point to want to clean themselves up. You know, because we got a lot of people out there. You know, that's why I can't relate to people that call themselves Christians. They should have come a lot further than that, you know. Christ-like.
Uh-huh.
Too many people calling themselves Christians, still smoking weed, still running women, still gambling, you know, still not doing the right thing in life. You cannot be Christ-like if you still call the world, You know, that's why I look down on that, because not that I want to be Christ-like, but I don't want to be Christ-like the way the world sees it. You know, I want people to look at me and say, well, man, didn't he used to smoke drugs? Didn't he used to run women? You know? But see, that's them to think of my past. I done got rid of my past. God has gotten rid of it too, you know. And it's for us to walk in newness of life. Newness means not the same old thing, you know. Yes.
We are a new creature in my Lord.
That's right.
When we point out we're new creatures in my Lord. We're not the same old filthy race. Hanging out there doing any and everything, lying, cheating, stealing, backbiting, whoremongering, fornication, adultery, drugs, abuse. I mean, we're not the same thing. Everything is completely different. We are new. We have a newness that is presented unto my Lord, and so he sees us in a different light. We are seen through a different light. So we have to walk into that light. If we want to be truly my Lord, because people are saying these things and they're professing to be Christians, which I don't absolve Christian, because I see all these people doing all this stuff. It's not Christian, and nothing is like my Christ. My Christ doesn't hate. My Christ doesn't see debauchery. My Christ doesn't do evil, mean things. My Christ does not lie. My Christ does not cheat. My Christ does not steal. My Christ does not commit no sin. Not one sin has my Christ ever committed. So we have to walk the walk. When we are professing my love, we have to walk that walk. We cannot do any kind of way. We cannot step to the left and go to the club and then step to the right and run the church and sit up there in the pulpit and sit up on the choir stand and take out the money, the offerings, and all this stuff. It's a shame the way people are living their lives. They're going to church calling themselves Christian. Because, whenever these people, if they don't want us, they're all destined for hell.
Yeah.
And you know, Isaiah said hell is enlarging ourselves. So hell is enlarging itself right now, because it is so many people. Out of the 10 billion people in the world, more than half are subjected to hell by this very minute.
But see, hell has enlarged itself and is coming up to meet them. It's not just getting big. It's coming to meet them. You know what I'm saying? Hello. Because people are just that close. They're just that close. You know? And Satan, you know, his kingdom here on earth, he wants to try to have a kingdom in the lake of fire, but he's going to be just like anybody else. He ain't going to have no power. He ain't going to have no power. No. He going to suffer just like the next knucklehead, you know? But, you know, all we can do is pray. And my wife and I, we were thinking, and he keeps, her and some other people, they keep mentioning this politician's name. You know what I'm saying? What we need to do, we need to keep that negativity out of our mouths. We can think it, but not just speak it out. Because, see, you speak stuff out, you put it on somebody else's mind, and then you get their mind all twisted and caught up, and that name is stuck in their head. So what we need to do, if we got an issue with this politician, keep his name out of his mouth. Don't put it out there in the air. The less we put it out there in the air, the less it will be familiar to people who are going to go vote, because his name is going to be all in their head, and that's going all they hear. That's going to be all that they see, his name. But if we keep it on the down low, not even call his name out, you know, we can think about something else or somebody else, and we won't get caught up, you know. Like, they got this guy all over the news, you know. They see, Satan is pushing for this guy to be our next leader. States and people, they don't want this guy to run for office.
Uh-huh.
But what can they do? What can they do? Satan got the power. Satan got the power. If he runs and wins, we just got to deal accordingly. We just need to start praying a little bit more harder for God to keep us safe and to keep us out of the enemy's way. Because you know, we all know there are going to be some changes made. They're going to be, and I ain't talking about change from 1 + 1 = 2. No. These are going to be some changes. Whereas 1 + 7 is going to equal 3. You know what I'm saying? These are going to be some changes that we're going to be able to understand, and some changes we ain't going to even want to be able to deal with. But God, we got to give it to God. Change nothing.
Oh, yes.
Except by prayer. Prayer. Prayer and fasting. You know, we have 2 days of fasting for the body. 2 days. That's what we need to do. We need to fast and pray. And hopefully God will hear us and help us out. Because we all should be praying for the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about peace on earth and all this old stuff, no. It's about peace in our hearts, peace in our minds. That's what it should be. We cannot pray for peace on earth because it ain't coming. It ain't coming. Until Jesus cleans
it's
up
gone.
After 1,000 years. You know? But I just want to put that out there, you know. The less we call it out, the less it's going to be thought of. You know, we can't put it out there. Because if we put it out there, you can't take it back. You know?
Well, see, brother, I'm going to say this. The devil might have some power. My Almighty, he has all power. So if my Almighty says no, that will not happen. The devil can do whatever he wants and try whatever he wants to. But my Lord, if he says no, that will not ever happen.
That's what we're looking
for. My Lord.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for not to happen. But there's always that possibility now, because the word tells us things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And we can't be thinking, well, he ain't going to get in the office. No. We have to just not think about none of that and just pray to God and say, okay, God, no matter what happens, take care of me. That's how we got to look at it now. Because this thing been in the works for years. This guy should have been locked up, you know. But they want him to be president again. So if it's allowed, God will allow it. But we have to pray and stay strong, okay? We have to pray and stay strong. Pray for one another. All right, we got 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds. Well, I really talked, didn't I? No, we got 10 seconds. Okay, quick prayer. Quick
precious
prayer,
10
Lord,
seconds. Precious Lord, please touch everyone on the line. And thank you so much for our brother tonight. And everyone is going to hear this. Bless him. And bless each and everyone. And all the names that were called up for prayer, I send them unto you, my love. I praise you in the mighty, glorious, precious name of my mighty, glorious, precious my glorious watches. Amen.
Praise God. And thank you for doing a great show on Tuesday for a sister, okay?
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
To God be the glory.
Honey,
I tell you,
you don't know how happy it makes me to be able to do it myself.
I understand. Oh, yeah. But don't think that's going to be the last time you could get an opportunity like that now, okay?
I don't know. She always told me she's going to call me.
Okay.
So I tell you.
Yeah, okay.
I love you guys. You guys are my,
love
you guys are my heart.
You be blessed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.